today I'm going to be talking about cycle syncing. And this is something very near and dear to my heart. Hormonal health is something that is super important to me. And I was introduced to cycle syncing through a couple of different people and resources, all of which I will link down in the show notes. But cycle syncing, it follows your menstrual cycle. So during each phase of your menstrual cycle, it tells you what to eat and how to move and a little bit of like where your energy levels are at, just to work with your body instead of working against your body. So for the first cycle, and again, this will look a little bit different for everyone depending on the length of your cycle. The one that I'm about to share with you is based on a 28-day cycle. So if you have a longer or shorter cycle, your particular phases might not be the exact same. But if you have, or if you have an irregular period, it might not match up. But just, it takes some practice to kind of learn your cycle, especially when it's irregular. But I found that even just attempting to work with it, it's helped me personally so much. So to start off your menstrual phase, that is day 1 through 7. So day 1 being the first day of your period, and it goes through about the first 7 days. You're gonna have lower energy, so you need to slow down, take it easy. You want to eat warming foods like stews and blood-building red meat, nutrient-dense foods, and you want to eat more proteins and fats. And as far as movement, you really just, you want to rest. But if you do want to get up and do something, going for a walk or doing some gentle yoga, maybe some restorative yoga or just some stretching, this is a time for you to rest for sure. So your body does not want to be up and going and moving around, which obviously is not always accessible to everyone because not everyone can just take time off during their menstrual phase. But even if you are busy and have to be running around, just taking time at some point in the day to slow down and to rest and relax. The next phase is your follicular phase. It's days 8 through 13. You're going to have more energy and brain power. So that energy is starting to ramp up now that your period is over with. You want to eat protein and veggies for estrogen support. You want to eat foods high in vitamin E like sweet potatoes and leafy greens to nourish your ovaries. You also want to eat light and vibrant foods, steamed and sauteed veggies. And for movement, more intense workouts like weightlifting or the high intensity interval training type workouts are good for this phase. Your ovulatory phase is days 14 through 21. During this time, you want to eat cruciferous veggies like cauliflower and Brussels sprouts to flush out excess estrogen. Raw foods like salads, smoothies, juices, fresh juice, and lightly steamed veggies. During this time, high impact workouts and group classes like spin are great, any kind of heavy cardio. This is when your energy peaks. And your luteal phase, that's your last phase. It's a longer phase. You typically a little bit longer. For a 28-day cycle, it's days 26 through 28. You want to turn your attention inward. You want to nest, spend time at home. You're starting to get ready for your menstrual phase. So your energy gradually starts to decrease. You want to eat grounding foods like soups and root veggies, organic berries to curb any cravings, high fiber foods, complex carbs, and you want a slightly larger caloric intake about 150 to, I've heard up to 300 extra calories per day during this time. Trust me, your body needs it. And as far as movements, you want to do just some stretching or something restorative, like a restorative or a yin yoga class. You're starting to slow down here. Your energy is starting to decrease. This can be kind of difficult at first to figure out, like, okay, how am I supposed to change up my whole entire life? Start small. Even if you just start following with the movement, that was the easiest for me to start with. And just follow the movement suggestions for each phase. Make you like a calendar out and kind of estimate week by week if you are big into working out or big into tracking your workouts, and start with that. And just notice your energy levels. Be mindful of your energy levels. And eventually it will get easier. Personally, I still struggle with the foods. A lot of times I just eat whatever, but with the movement and just being more mindful, my hormone health has significantly increased. My periods went from like god awful, super painful, like I just the worst cramps, to now I barely have a cramp at all. Like it's absolutely crazy how things have shifted after working on this for a couple of months. Another thing to note is raspberry leaf tea. This is great to drink during your period, or drink it every day if you'd like, and then 2 cups a day while you're on your period. Raspberry leaf tea strengthens your uterine muscles, so it helps to decrease your cramping. And again, this is something that I've been doing. I typically just drink it when I'm on my period, and again, it makes such a big difference. And another thing that goes with cycle syncing is something called seed cycling. So seed cycling is meant to help regulate estrogen in the first half of your cycle and progesterone in the second half. It helps to regulate your period, reduce acne, help with PCOS and endometriosis, infertility, and ease menopause symptoms. So how you seed cycle is, again, this is based on a 28-day cycle. So days 1 through 14, it's recommended that you eat 1 tablespoon of either flaxseed or pumpkin seeds a day. And then for days 15 through 28, 1 tablespoon of either sesame seeds or sunflower seeds a day. I found that pumpkin seeds, if you can find them, the insides of the pumpkin seeds are what I eat, and they're called pepitas. And I found them at Kroger that are already shelled, and it's just the pepitas, and it makes it 20 times easier. And I personally like sunflower seeds, so I will alternate between pumpkin and sunflower seeds. So this is definitely something else that's super easy to keep in mind if that's something that you'd be interested in trying. Again, I will link some really helpful resources in the show notes and like a quick overview of these just so you can look back and read it if you wanted to kind of go back and look up anything. I hope this was helpful. This is something, like I said, I'm super passionate about. It's made such a big impact in my life, and I love sharing stuff like this. If you want to hear more things about hormone health or cycle syncing, definitely let me know. Like I said, I love talking about this. I hope this was helpful. I hope you learned something. I will talk to you guys next week.